Five, four, three, two, one. Our feathered friends lost another round in court yesterday. They played a long shot. The Indians asked the federal courts to intervene in their dispute with the state government over fishing rights. The claim of the Puyallups was that state intervention was costing them their chance at the legitimate share they have of the current run of fish in the Puyallup River, and they sought an injunction barring the state from further interference. They claimed that they suffered $10,000 damage so far. They had to claim at least $10,000 loss to get into federal court. But District Court Judge George Bolt blocked off this shortcut to federal intervention. In ruling from the bench, after listening to the brief arguments made yesterday morning, Judge Bolt noted that the key case, the one in which the Superior Court Judge John Cochran had held that the Puyallups no longer have fishing rights on the Puyallup under the Medicine Creek Treaty, is now on appeal to the State Supreme Court. Judge Bolt hewed to the standard judicial line that until the plaintiff, in this case the Indians, have exhausted their rights under state law, they cannot get the case into federal court. The Indians are considering appeal to the Ninth Circuit. It's more likely that they will wait and see what happens in the state Supreme Court, where they never win. In state court, the Indians usually lose. In federal courts, the Indians usually win. That's how it goes. In the meantime, the Indians' fish catch remains limited. All of this brings to mind a song, by way of comment, a song by the Indian folk singer Buffy Sam Marie. She's an adopted Cree, 22 years old. I've only done this once before, but let's have an interruption for comment by folk song.
Can you remember the times that you have held your head high and told all your friends of your Indian claim? Proud good lady and proud good man, your great-great-grandfather from Indian blood sprang, and you feel in your heart for these ones. Oh, it's written in books and in songs that we've been mistreated and wronged. Same words from you, good lady, and you, good man. Well, listen to me if you care where we stand, and you feel you're a part of these ones. When a war between nations is lost, the loser we know pays the cost. But even when Germany fell to your hands, about Uncle Sam, or are you still taking our lands? A treaty forever George Washington signed. He did, dear lady, he did, dear man. And the treaty's being broken by Kim's or Dan. And what will you do for these ones? Oh, it's all in the past, you can say, but it's still going on here today. The government now wants the Iroquois land.